Yeah, there's always somebody at work that probably does something acts a certain way. You're like, that person, this just drives me crazy. 99.5 QIK, Mark and Veronica. And Kevin's been venting in here for...
Yeah,
Veronica, what do you think? This is a month or two?
Months? Yeah, a couple of months at least.
Months, plural. And it's starting to get a little... It's hitting a little bit of a fever pitch here, Kevin. This person's upsetting you. What does this person do?
Let's just put it this way. when we're in the bathroom, I'm... going to the bathroom, and then I hear someone else leave, and the water does not come on. So that means the person never washed their hands. It's just a pet peeve, because then you touch the door, then you touch another door, then you're going to shake someone's hand.
And you've seen this multiple times from this person. They just don't wash their hands.
Yeah. Many times.
I love how the universe always brings Kevin and this person together in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because it happens often. A lot.
Guys are definitely on schedule together, so we do know... We know it's a guy, we would assume.
Well, yeah.
All right. And you don't want to say the name, right?
No.
All right.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, that's all right. But you get anxiety when you go in because you want to, should you say something?
That's what I mean. I have not said anything, but I want to.
You want to.
But then I'm going to be labeled as a jerk to him, and he'll never talk to me
again.
Maybe
like an anonymous letter? I don't know how that works. I mean, what do you...
Well, in the ladies' room, you know, quite often you get signs posted on the mirrors. So maybe...
Really? Y'all do that? Y'all write notes to each other in there?
Yeah.
Like... All right.
Well, like...
I can't write a letter to...
No, not a letter. Here's Kevin's got 15 pages.
Dear person.
Look, man.
I've noticed your behavior. No, like, you know, like in the ladies' room, every now and then you get the sign that says, you know, if you sprinkle...
How about this? And this seems to be like the way the world is. Like, because guys, we do need... Women have much better advice than guys do, right? How about you write a letter, Veronica, and then we'll put it up in the guys' room. So we'll be like the ladies' room wisdom. We'll go to the guys' room and maybe it'll work. What do you think?
Okay.
We'll give that a shot.
I'm down with that.
Get to your calls on the way. Hand washing at work driving you crazy.
Needs to stop.
Yeah, you get up. You're getting up. Calm down.
Needs to stop.
He needs to stop.
Yeah, that's true.
99.5 QIK. So should Kevin say something to this person at work that every time he's in the bathroom with this person, they don't wash their hands? And you've known this has happened multiple times.
It has.
This isn't a one-time thing. This happened a lot.
That's an awkward conversation, though.
I know. And I don't want to have it, but it needs to happen, I think.
99.5 QIK, Mark and Veronica. These are the challenges that we're dealing with. Should Kevin confront this person? Veronica, you would confront this person. Multiple times, not hand washing, and you saw... Wouldn't you just be like, hey?
If I were in the bathroom at the same time with them,
that's what I mean.
And I saw them walking out, I might be like, hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Maybe it's not a conversation. Maybe it's like just a noise. Like, hey! Hey! You know?
Yeah.
Melissa, welcome to the show. What would you do?
I'd put some hand sanitizer on his desk with a note saying, did you forget something?
Oh! Hey!
Now that I like. I could do that.
That's a kill shot from Melissa right there.
But we had a girl that we used to work with, and I felt bad. I think she had a condition, but she had BO really bad, and people were putting deodorant on her desk.
Oh my God.
Melissa, why didn't you just bring a hose and spray her off while you're at it, man?
Wow.
They even sent her home one day to make her take a shower.
Oh. All right, give you a chance at that $1,000 with a 150K giveaway in one more song here at 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. Real quick, so Kevin goes to the bathroom. You know, we all go to the bathroom at work, right? Because we're here, we got to do it. And he's noticed this one person never washes their hands, ever.
He always is in the bathroom at the same time as Kevin. And this has become Kevin's pet peeve for the past 2 months.
Kevin comes back in and he's freaking out. And he's like, what should I do? Should I say something? Let's welcome Mandy to the show. Mandy, what would you do?
There was one girl that was hired, and she had gone into the bathroom, and there was another girl that I work with in there, and she went to the bathroom, walked out, and never washed her hands. So, of course, that got spread around the office real quickly, and then we printed out a sign and laminated it and put it on the door. And she actually doesn't work with us anymore. She got fired like right after that, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not.
Wouldn't that be something in that meeting? Hey, you don't wash your hands enough, you can't come back to work. I'm sorry.
We're gonna need you to be out.
Man, they don't play around over there.
No, nope.
We should put a sign up there too. That'd be a good idea.